let me ask you this question first. Aaron Judge at 62. Is his 62, because right now, that's still the most home runs without Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa, all steroids, is the guy with the most legit regular season home runs of all time. Is that legit, or are we still giving it to those three gentlemen above?
Dude, I said I gotta stick to my word, because if I don't, I'm gonna look like a hypocrite.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to The Dugout. It is another edition of talking all things baseball all the time. We're the team. We're the ride. It's the offseason. And I am Cardinals fanatic AJ Caldwell, rocking the brand new Albert Pujols jersey. And that is the Yankees ride or die guy, Drew Zagrosi. Drew, how are we doing in that Yankees jersey over there?
Dude, I'm hyped. This is an Anthony Rizzo jersey. So we're going to be talking about a little bit about him later. Free agency. You know, people are signing. Moves are being made, so
it's about to get hot. They call it the hot stove for a reason. There are some moves that have yet to be made. I saw one article, Drew, and it said, it was kind of a teaser. It said, this one move will start the chain reaction. And I didn't even open it because I just wanted to think, man, what would that one move be? And we might get into that today. But as always, we're going to continue to get into our feelings about top fives, about Hall of Famers, about all-time players. And we're going to ask Drew some questions today in this or that I am super excited for. But without further ado, as always, continue to like and subscribe, rate and review the podcast. Check out the shorts on the TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube channel. And let's get right into it again. It's a top five. And we are doing the top five Diamondbacks of all time. Drew was the one who decided to do the Diamondbacks. He said it would be fun. I don't know what's going to be fun about this, because the Diamondbacks haven't been anything worth mentioning.
Exactly. That's why it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
That's true. We got to what would you say off camera? We got to dive into the archives for this one.
Yeah, it was.
So love you Diamondbacks fans, but you guys have been garbage. So Drew, we got some names on this list.
Yep.
Both of us. Tee us up. Who you got for number five in Arizona Diamondbacks history?
All right. Number five. You got to think. The Arizona Diamondbacks, I think they were mainly known for their pitching. All right. So, but number five, I am going to kick it off with I'm going to put Steve Finley in number five. Okay. Three-time gold glover, and he could hit for both average and power. So that's always good. Reached 20 home runs in five of his six seasons in Arizona. So that's pretty crazy. Yeah. So
that is impressive.
Yeah. Steve, we'll put Finley, him in. Shout out. Yep. Number five. Shout out.
Well, thank you for doing that, because that makes it a whole lot easier with what I have on my list.
Exactly.
There's some names up here. And I'm going to go with this guy at number four, Drew, because I don't think that, as always, you can't necessarily put people higher than other legends of the Diamondbacks. I'm going to go with Paul Goldschmidt at four, and here's the reason. He spent the first part of his career with the Diamondbacks and was, you know, one of the best hitters in the league every single year. He's now left. And he's with your boys now. And I would argue he's actually played better. I mean, he just had an MVP caliber season in 2022. Mm-hmm. He's played better with the St. Louis Cardinals than he did in 10 seasons or whatever it was with the Diamondbacks. So in Diamondbacks history, Paul Goldschmidt can't be any higher than four, because he was all-time great as a hitter, but he wasn't anything worth mentioning after he left compared to these other guys we're about to list. So give me Goldie at four. But very thankful Diamondbacks, as always, for that trade for Paul Goldschmidt.
Yeah, just another one of those guys that's just not slowing down, regardless of their age. That's great to see.
Yep.
Okay. Number three, I think I'm going to go with Brandon Webb. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Finished his rookie season with a 2.84 ERA. So that's pretty great. Rookie season. And he won a Cy Young, being the second Diamondback to do so. So we'll probably see that other Diamondback on this list as well.
Brandon Webb. I like that.
Because I want this other. I was going to choose another person, but I feel like I think you're going to go for him now. Here at number three.
Well, I'm about to spoil it, because I'm about to say a guy who I would have put there at three, but now that we put Brandon Webb there, I don't think I can put this guy there. I was going to put Curt Schilling at three.
Oh, shit.
But I can't put Curt Schilling at three, nor can I put him on this list, because number two is Luis Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Probably arguably the best hitter in Diamondbacks history. The most, and I know it's going to kind of, you know, I'm going to turn the twist the knife on you a little bit, but one of the most clutch hits in playoff history was the 2001 walk-off against your New York Yankees in Game 7 off one of the best closers, if not the best closer of all time. In fact, I watched a video recently where it was a Yankees guy recounting that, and he basically said, we were ready to celebrate when Rivera came in. And in fact, that guy had a flight. And this is kind of going on a tangent, but he had a flight back home scheduled for that next week for the parade because he was going to have a parade and then fly back home. And because they lost, there was no parade, bro. The flight that he was going to get scheduled to be on crashed.
Oh,
so Mariano Rivera, that took a dark weird turn, but
yeah,
that guy, the teaser of the story was Mariano Rivera saved this guy's life by not winning the World Series. So kind of a weird tangent there, but Luis Gonzalez, one of the best hitters in Diamondbacks history, got to put him at number two. Sorry, Curt Schilling.
Yeah, and defensively, really good too. The stats show that. He made 6,973 outs, ranking 57th of all time.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Bringing the heat.
So, number one, I think you know where we're going here. Randy Johnson. Personally, one of my favorite pitchers of all time, probably up there in the top three for me. But here's just one stat I brought up. Struck out 13-plus batters on 35 different occasions. Bro, come on.
That's stupid, bro. That's video game.
Love it. And you know what? He's like a cameraman or something now for the NFL. Did you see that on Twitter? Yeah, that's pretty cool.
He is, yeah. And he's a really good one, too.
Yeah.
If we can have a moment of silence for the bird as well.
Facts.
Rest in peace to that bird. That was insane. I've never seen anything like that in a spring training game, no less.
I made a video on that, and it like got taken off TikTok, because the bird got just destroyed.
Oh,
the video did really good too. I was kind of upset about that.
Man, we kind of took a weird turn, kind of a morbid turn with this top five, talking about people's lives being saved and birds dying. Sorry, everybody, but yeah, there you go. That's a top five Diamondbacks. Again, that was not my doing, everybody. That was all Drew wanting to go into the archives. But Randy Johnson, I mean, we may come back to him, Drew. Let's just put it that way. We may come back to him later in this episode. So
might.
Now it's my favorite time of the show. Drew is still marinating over there, by the way, everybody. We're gonna get this man to get things off his chest in the next episode with his very own personal segment. I got some ideas of what I think it would be for Drew, but I'm going to give Drew the honors of coming up with that. But in the meantime, it's my favorite part of the show. It's time to bury another team. And this one's significant, Drew, because we've talked a lot about collapses of teams via not making the playoffs or winning the World Series and then not, you know, making it even close ever again. You know, we talk about the Royals. They've lost over 600 games in the last, you know, 6 years, which is just ridiculous. This one is going to be a little bit more personal. And the reason it's going to be personal is you and I talked about this. We're going to have to probably bring up the Yankees or Cardinals with these types of collapses. It won't be today, but we're doing the collapse of the Toronto Blue Jays. And you go, Toronto Blue Jays, like they're one of the best teams like every year in the American League. They make the playoffs every year. That's the problem. Because in talking about the collapse of the Blue Jays, we are going to have to dive into what in my opinion is. I'm about to do a video about it for Clutch Points on Clutch Points MLB. Check us out on YouTube. About the collapse of the Toronto Blue Jays. Let me explain. Toronto Blue Jays won back-to-back World Series championships in 1992 and 1993. If you remember the famous Joe Carter home run, you know, you'll never hit a whatever the call was, you'll never hit a bigger home run in your life, Joe. Touch them all. Since 1993, and here's part of the collapse as well, as we always do, they went 20 years, Drew, in between playoff appearances. So we think about what the Seattle Mariners just did. It seems to be a recurring theme with a lot of teams in between playoff appearances, extended ones, because the Blue Jays actually went 22 years in between playoff appearances after that. If you're a Toronto Blue Jays fan in 1994, you've just won back-to-back World Series championships and you think we're a dynasty. And if you're, you know, say there's a 40-year-old person who just watched that happen, you were 62 the next time the Blue Jays make the playoffs. That sucks. That's awful. But here's where it gets real, real interesting, Drew, because then the Blue Jays make the playoffs again in 2015. Here's where we really want to dig deep. The Blue Jays made it to the ALCS in 2015, lost in six games to the Kansas City Royals, right? And you think, oh man, there's, you know, the Blue Jays just came up just a little bit short. Oh no, the Royals basically blew them out. It shows that the Royals won in six games. It was not as close as it looked. The Blue Jays ran out of gas, and they ran into a juggernaut of a team in the Kansas City Royals. So, you know, no harm there. But Drew, the next year, they go to the ALCS again. This time they lose in five games, right? So if you remember, if you guys remember watching the Toronto Blue Jays in 2015, 2016, of course you have arguably, we talked about the Luis Gonzalez hit, but arguably one of the best home runs of all time with Jose Bautista.
Yep.
I mean, that's one of the best environments you're ever going to see on a baseball field. The ALDS is the World Series for the Blue Jays every year. That's kind of what I'm getting to. Every single time they've gotten to the ALCS, they've just given up. It just looks like they just don't care anymore, which is disappointing for a city that prides itself. You think about the Toronto Raptors when they won the World Championship, Toronto Maple Leafs. I mean, you think about a country that prides itself on hockey. When their baseball team's good, like, it matters. Except when it comes to the American League Championship Series, because you don't win. You don't do anything worth mentioning. So Drew, then they go 3 years without making the playoffs again, and Blue Jays fans are in the dumps. Then 2020 happens, right? COVID. It's like, man, this is our year. We got a chance. Swept in the wild card. Before COVID has even, you know, hit the state of Canada or the country of Canada, the Blue Jays are out of the playoffs, right? So then they go another season, miss the playoffs. But Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is part of your organization at this point. So you got dudes. You got Bo Bichette. You got Teoscar Hernandez. You got some guys, right? You win 92 games in 2022. Just behind the Yankees, which, and Drew, you remember this, the Blue Jays were pushing the Yankees for the division mm-hmm. title. Something yep. that no one thought saw coming. Drew, the collapse of the Toronto Blue Jays, all this has led up to kind of what happened in 2022. If there's a moment in Toronto Blue Jays franchise history that encapsulates what the last, basically from 1994 up until 2022 and present day, it is the moment in game two of the 2022 wildcard series against the Seattle Mariners, where George Springer, who's basically the Rob Gronkowski of baseball, basically is a robot. He's had surgery on every part of his body. Collides with, I think it was Bo Bichette on a floater into center field, and the ball goes trickling away. Why is that significant? Well, for one, them colliding is kind of what Blue Jays fans have experienced for the last 25 years, 25 plus years, right? It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I'm going to catch it, and all of a sudden, reality hits. Here's the best part. That play gave the Mariners the lead that they never surrendered again. They ended up sweeping the Blue Jays. So when we talk about collapses, obviously it's more fun to talk about the Pirates and the Angels and the Reds and blah, 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 blah. But Drew, we might be turning a corner because there's been some playoff collapses that the Blue Jays have had that are so significant when you think about the Blue Jays. Drew, the Blue Jays since 2015, if you look at preseason odds, you know, midseason, like, they're a favorite to win the American League every single year. That's not blasphemous to say. They are right there with the Astros, with the Yankees, with other teams in the American League. Like, they're right there. And what happens year in and year out? They come up short. So that's going to kind of become the gear that we turn and shift into moving forward, because the Blue Jays have just been disappointing, bro. Like, it's like you show up to a birthday party when you're 8 years old, right? And you're hanging out with your friends and you're excited to be there, and then the guy doesn't invite you back the next year. And when you're 9 years old, bro, you're like, what? What's your problem?
Right.
Like, forget you. That's what Blue Jays fans have had to experience with the Toronto Blue Jays. They get invited to the playoffs. They're all amped up. I mean, Toronto is just such a great baseball city in the playoffs. And the next year, it's like, where's the invite? So, Drew, I mean, they're an American League East team, so I know you have thoughts on the Blue Jays, but
right.
What are your thoughts on just kind of how they have just – they haven't sniffed the World Series, bro. They haven't sniffed the World Series.
They remind me a lot, and I'll explain why. They remind me a lot of the Orioles. Mm. A lot of young talent, both teams. I guess you just minus the playoffs from the Orioles, but, I mean, they get to the postseason, then they just – like you said, they fail. Let me think. There's a few things I was going to say, to be honest. There's recently a move made. Did you see it? Teoscar Hernandez.
I did see that.
Mariners now. I'm going to put money on it right now. The Blue Jays are going to acquire Brandon Nimmo. Guarantee it.
He's calling a shot.
Yeah, just a lot of young talent there. I mean, I love Bo Bichette, but...
Yeah, Bo Bichette, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who's the Alec Manoah?
Santiago Espinal. He was on fire last year.
Like one of the best second basemen in the league. Like, it's been like Teoscar Hernandez, bro. That didn't even click in my mind until you mentioned that again.
He's good. I like Teoscar. He's
great.
Good.
And he got traded to the Mariners. Like, that is the most Blue Jays thing ever.
Yeah.
You get swept by the team, you now trade one of your best outfielders to? What are you doing?
The only thing that they can look back on, like in recent years, is the Jose Bautista home run. That's it.
Honestly, we just did a series of the best moment in the last 10 years for teams. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not making the ALCS. It's not winning the American League pennant because you haven't won an American League pennant since 1993. And it's not that you haven't been a. It's not that you like have been a bad team. Like some of the other teams we talk about are bad. The Blue Jays are not bad. They're a good team. And they fall flat on their face every single year. So, but I only mention that because as you mentioned, Drew, like we're going to have to get into some dark moments in our franchise's history if we're going to talk about playoff collapses, which I don't want to do, but if need be, we'll get it off our chest.
I mean, shoot, we could go right to the 2022 season. Just got swept by the Astros, man. It's not good.
Yes, you guys got swept by the Astros. We got swept by the Phillies. But there you go. That one's not as fun as much as it is just like, what are you doing, Toronto? Like, what are you doing, honestly? Like, if you're a Blue Jays fan, like, are you able to do this year in and year out? 1993. Think about people that watched 1993, bro, and have been lifelong Blue Jays fans.
What about the fans that were at the, like, all the postseason games there at the Rogers Center? First time back since COVID, actually. So, I mean, bro. I didn't even think of that.
Unbelievable. But there you go. Collapse of the Toronto Blue Jays. George Springer, we're thinking of you.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, moving on. Last week, we both picked the best designated hitter of all time. I think we both have David Ortiz, right? Yeah.
Yeah, because you couldn't choose Barry Bonds because apparently he's the best outfielder.
Yeah, he is. He is, bro. I'm telling you. All right. Moving on.
Well, the today, Pittsburgh Pirates,
today we are going to pick the best shortstop of all time, in our opinion. So I'm gonna go first, and no one's gonna. It's not Derek Jeter. It's not. It's nobody. All right. So I'm picking. Before you even blow up on me, you gotta let me explain. Let me bring everything up.
Okay. I'm already backing away.
My best shortstop of all time is Cal Ripken Jr. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What are you scared of?
I'm gonna tell you a few stats, but the last thing I'm gonna say is why. Like, this is the biggest reason. One championship there in Baltimore, 8 Silver Sluggers, 19-time All-Star, 2-time All-Star MVP, Rookie of the Year. And this reason right here. This man played 2,632 consecutive games. That's like that how many 16 plus seasons, maybe? I don't even know, but that's why I think you just, especially nowadays, players missing games because like their pinky hurts, they have a headache. Like, bro, that's the biggest reason. I mean, he's called the Iron Man for a reason. This man was
Iron Man.
Man was unstoppable. So that's easily, that was the first name that like actually popped in my head when I texted you that. So
no, that's that, like, I don't understand like why you would,
I don't
be
know,
nervous about people blowing you up. First of all, people, if you're blowing that up, you're the problem, not Drew. The man played 2,600 plus games in a row. In a row. How many times have you gone an entire school year without missing a day? How many times had you gone a day without eating a meal? Probably happens. Think about getting up every single day for 16 plus seasons and not missing a game.
Yeah.
Dude is one of one.
Crazy.
He's one of one.
So, record will never be broken easily.
No. Yeah, there's no chance. Well, I wanted you to go first because, like I told you, I have four names.
Yeah.
And it was based upon like what you were going to say, because I didn't want us to have the same issue as last week where we both picked the same guy and just kind of like, oh, yay, we both picked the same person. So I might get blown up for this, but I'm going to explain why.
Wait. He was on your list, obviously, right?
He was on my list. Yeah. When you said him, like, it was like, of course, yeah. Kyle Kingsbury, yeah. And he's probably the one I would have gone with. It. I thought you were going to go Derek Jeter, but I'm also not going to go Derek Jeter because my greatest shortstop of all time, and again, just please hear me out, people, is Alex Rodriguez.
Okay.
And here's the reason. We talk about Ken Griffey Jr., right? We talk about the man, the myth, and the legend of Ken Griffey Jr. Y'all, do you understand that around the time that Ken Griffey Jr. was playing, he was on the same flipping team as Alex Rodriguez, the rookie, right? We talk about Alex Rodriguez, the steroids guy. We talk about Alex Rodriguez, the Yankees guy that Drew fell in love with Jeter and Rodriguez. And then all the scandals came out. That's all we think about Alex Rodriguez. Y'all, we don't think of Alex Rodriguez, the Mariner. We don't think of Alex Rodriguez, the Texas Ranger, right? If you watch the Captain, the ESPN Plus series, they talked about when Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez were playing both at the same time. Y'all, what Carlos Pena just did with the Astros, Alex Rodriguez did tenfold, right?
Jeremy Pena.
Jeremy Pena. I don't say Carlos Pena. MLB Network guy or something. Jeremy Pena. Jeremy Pena. Sorry, Jeremy. I mean, he won NLCS MVP. He won World Series, ALCS MVP and World Series MVP, right? In his basically his first season in the majors. Yo, Alex Rodriguez was doing that before he was in the majors. Like, he was winning all kinds of awards. And one thing we have to talk about with Alex Rodriguez, I know the steroids take some of this away. The man hit 695 home runs. That wasn't just with the Yankees. That wasn't just when he started taking steroids. The man could swing the bat when he was with the Mariners, when he was with the Rangers. Keep in mind, the Rangers deal was the first mega deal ever. Ever, Drew. Nobody had done that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody had paid a 21, 22-year-old that kind of money. Alex Rodriguez, as the shortstop, before he transferred to third base, before he became this villain, right? Alex Rodriguez, the Mariner and the Ranger. I mean, he played 6 years with Seattle. He played 2 years with the Rangers before getting transferred over to the Yankees. The guy could hit. The guy could field. 2 gold gloves, 10 silver sluggers, 14-time All-Star, 3-time MVP. By the way, only 2 of those were with the Yankees, which means one of those was when he was a Mariner or a Ranger. So we got to back up on Alex Rodriguez, I think, a little bit. And remember that this guy was one of the best shortstops, and in my opinion, the best shortstop of all time because of all those things he did with the Mariners and the Rangers. So I went a little bit on a longer tangent than necessary for that one. But Alex Rodriguez is that guy, man. Yeah. He's that guy.
Yeah, you said it best. Seattle and Texas, that's why the Yankees wanted him. He wouldn't be a Yankee, you know? So, I mean,
yeah.
I personally didn't really care for him too much. I mean, he's a goat, but I remember seeing his 600th home run, though. Like, right when I turned on my TV, he was up to bat. Like, right when I turned it on, the man hit it. So that was pretty cool. I always remember that.
You didn't fall asleep for that one?
No. I was wide awake.
Oh, man. Check out one of our first episodes to figure out what that means. But a little inside joke between me and Drew. But there you go. I mean, honorable mentions, Ozzie Smith, Derek Jeter, Ernie Banks, Barry Larkin. Honus Wagner.
Yeah, but I mean, I want to do someone recently. I was going to pick him, just, but I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more exciting with the newer guys. So.
Well, there's a better case, I think, for Ripken. Ripken especially, but also A-Rod if you look at those earlier years. So, well, there you go. We're gonna continue to give those GOAT positions. I don't even know what we're going to do next week. But
yeah,
if history serves us, Drew's going to say something again in one of these next GOAT segments that it's just going to make zero sense.
Something out of pocket.
Barry Bonds, bro. Golly. Barry Bonds the Pirate, guys. Best outfielder of all time. All right. It's back to this or that. We're getting back to talking to each other about what our thoughts are on certain players presently. But, Drew, we're going to shift gears halfway through this segment to all time and get your initial thoughts off the cuff. You have no idea what I'm going to ask.
How many do you have for me?
I got four for you.
Four?
I got four. Sounds good. For you. Okay?
Yep.
So I'll just give you the categories. It's going to be best hitter or better hitter, better fielder, better player, and better all-time pitcher. All right? So just kind of swirling some names in your mind there. This first one, as a Cardinals fan, it's kind of weird to think about, but I'm going to do it anyways. Better hitter. A prime Christian Yelich. Or a prime Prince Fielder.
Oh, man. I think Prince Fielder's prime was a little longer, though.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, he had a terrible, like, the way he went out was terrible. I'm going to give this one to Prince Fielder.
Yeah.
I mean, just especially how Yelich, I mean, I know you said prime, but especially recently, bro, I mean... That contract just doesn't make sense. I mean, Prince Fielder.
Brewer's going to Brewer, bro. Look
Prince Fielder, as long as he's not, like, taking any fans' nachos and, yeah.
That's so great. Yeah, he had a great career, too. I mean, he was on an AL champion with the Tigers. I believe he was on the Rangers when they won the American League pennant. So, like, I love Prince Fielder growing up. He was one of my favorite hitters. All right. This is more present day. This kind of hits home for me, so don't hurt my feelings. No promises, though. Better fielder right now. It's a second base one. Yeah. Ozzie Albies or Tommy Edman?
I'll give this one to Tommy Edman. Ozzie was out for a while recently, wasn't he? So true. I'm going to give this one to Tommy.
Tommy Edman, back-to-back gold gloves.
Yeah.
Won it as a utility guy this year, I think, or it might have been Brendan Donovan that won it as a utility. But Tommy Edman was a Gold Glove finalist this year as well, in 2022 as well. One of the better fielders in our game right now. So
speaking about Gold Gloves, though, it's gonna be fun talking about. Yep, we'll get into it.
They love our podcast so much.
They just love it. I'm telling you,
the fans voting, the people voting for the Gold Gloves are just like, you know what, these guys need some more publicity.
For sure.
So we'll get into that in a little bit. But, all right, better all-around player right now. Two guys that just made a name for themselves. One who just made a name for himself in the playoffs. Matt Olson or Rhys Hoskins?
Ooh.
All-around player, fielding and hitting.
I'm going to go with Rhys Hoskins. Just unbelievable postseason performance. And I think Matt Olson, he could have showed a little more. His first year with the Braves. I mean, he's great. He had a great year, but I mean, Rhys, he really showed up, and that's all that matters, honestly, at the end of the year. So,
Matt Olson had a better regular season, I think, but he was nowhere to be found.
Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, and Rhys was just on one, dude. He was unbelievable.
All his hits were like home runs.
Yeah, literally. Okay, I told you we were gonna come back to this. This is the final one for this or that. Talked about the top five Diamondbacks. And the best Diamondback of all time is Randy Johnson. So Drew. Yep. Better all-time pitcher, that bad man Randy Johnson, or Sandy Koufax?
Oh, dude. I said earlier, I like ranking the earlier guys a little more. Or not earlier, sorry, later. So I'm going to go with Randy Johnson.
Wow!
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't go on YouTube. I mean, Sandy's great. Don't hate on me, but if I'm like watching highlights and stuff, I wanna watch recent stuff, man. I don't know. They're both great though. I mean, that's personally for me, that's a hard question.
That is a very, that's why I tee you up for that one.
Yeah,
that one is very difficult. But
I mean, is all his highlights black and white, honestly, to be real with you? I mean,
he had a weird pitching motion too, Sandy Koufax, but got the job done. But yeah, Randy Johnson, I mean,
yeah,
good grief. There you go, another this or that. Drew will tee me up next week. We'll go back and forth with those things. But Drew, I got a fun segment for this next one.
Hall of Fame or not, here we are. It's our second time doing it.
Feels like we're just veterans at it at this point, though.
So you want me to go first? Ask you.
Might as well.
All right. Hall of Fame or not. First, I'm going right at you right here. Hall of Fame or not, Wander Franco.
Wander Franco.
It's almost impossible to answer it, but I just
you
want
just
to see
took that one like. People say that's like a shot out of left field. Like, you shot that from the parking lot, bro.
Oh, yeah. It's almost too hard to answer. I mean, it's too early, man. But I want to hear what you have to say.
No, I mean, yeah. Like, he's way too early, I think.
Yeah.
I was not expecting you to say Wander Franco. Yeah, it's way too early. You can't make a claim on it. He's battled injuries as well. Yeah. So he could be a what-if story. So, yeah. I mean, that's like asking me, like, I think we did this one last week, but Ronald Acuna Jr. It's like, mm-hmm. It's too early. I would probably, we might get into a debate with that, but yeah, I can't say yes to that one right now.
For sure.
Gotta say no.
So. I agree. The contract they gave him though, I mean, he better.
Hey, the Rays might be a teed up for collapse segment soon.
Easily.
All right, this is one that is very personal to me as well. Welcoming him as the new bench coach for the St. Louis Cardinals. He is already a Cardinals Hall of Famer, but he is yet to be a Hall of Famer. So, Drew, Hall of Famer not, Matt Holliday.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He's got to be.
What you got on that?
Too much history behind him, man. Yep. I mean, he's one of your goats. You grew up watching him all the time. I mean, you already know.
People forget his Rockies career. I mean, he was a stud with the Rockies. A stud. And then he came to the Cardinals. And it was like, this guy's legit. So
yeah.
I would agree. I think it's more of a discussion, but I think
it's worth the Hall of Fame. It'll happen, yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Hall of Fame or not. JT Realmuto.
Oh, see, that one is tough.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy has been one of the most consistent catchers
mm-hmm.
of our generation.
Yeah.
Talk about Yadi, of course, and he just retired. Outside of Yadi, bro, who else has been that consistent year in and year out? Wilson Contreras?
Mid.
JT Realmuto has been that guy.
Yeah.
Oh man, and he's been around
honest,
too.
It's a yes for me, honestly. But.
Yeah, I would say he's been around. Like, you can't say it's too early.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. JT Realmuto, it's a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Consistent catcher. You talk about best hitting catchers of all time, too. I think he's in the discussion. I would put him more in a top 10 list than like top 5, top 3. Yeah, from a catching standpoint, and he's fast. I mean, yeah. I think we saw it in the playoffs too, but the guy's fast.
Inside the Parker. That was the first inside the Parker home run by a catcher in the postseason, I'm pretty sure.
There you go. I mean, yeah, no, nobody else is doing that from the catching stand. Okay. This one is, I think, the most hotly debated one right now.
Oh, boy.
I think he's about to retire. At least he needs to, because he does not have a chance of winning a World Series. Hall of Fame or not, Drew. Joey Votto.
Oh, dude. Because I always said I never cared for Joey Votto. He's a great dude. He's not a Hall of Famer. He's not. Okay. Never won. I mean, the biggest thing for that, I mean, he never won, dude.
Yep.
So that's my big reason. Great player, great dude. You see all the videos of him. Like, he was at the game with the fans sitting in the stands, but... Yeah. no hate to him, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
I would agree. That's not being biased as a Cardinals fan. But yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say World Series go into a Hall of Fame debate, but I'm also not going to say it doesn't.
Yeah.
You got to at least, you know, have some type of postseason success. Mm-hmm. And it sucks because I think if he played on another team, he would have that.
Oh yeah.
Look at what Trey Mancini just did. I mean, got traded and won a World Series.
Yep.
So yeah, Joey Votto. Yeah, he's not a Hall of Famer in my opinion.
My my friend Jake, he's a Reds fan, so he's gonna go off on me probably. But
sorry, Jake.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're a Reds fan, bro.
Yeah.
That's tough. At least you got the Bengals.
True. He's a big Bengals guy. All right, moving on. I really wanted to ask you this one. This would also be too early. I'll just tell you after. All right. Hall of Fame or not, Alex Bregman.
He was on my list, but I did Jose Altuve last week, so I wasn't gonna body blow you twice. bro, that's instant yes for me. Same with Altuve. Altuve is third in postseason home runs. You know who's second? Alex Bregman. And might need to fact check that, but I think that's right. I think they
probably. I mean, World Series. Yeah.
I mean, you asked me last week, like most, you know, who do you want in a clutch situation? Like, can we talk about Alex Bregman in the clutch?
Mm-hmm.
We just put out a video. You guys need to watch it. If you're still claiming the Astros are cheaters and you don't like the Astros because they're cheaters, you need to just give it a rest. You need to move on with your life. 2017 to 2019, throw it out the window. From 2020 to 2022, guess who's been the best team in baseball? The Houston Astros.
It's legit now, you know?
Legit. They're a dynasty. And the reason they're a dynasty, it's because of those guys who were quote-unquote cheaters. They've moved on, and now they're just great baseball players again. Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman.
They let the young kid play, too. Jeremy Pena. Aaron Boone, take a hint at that, please. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, just never mind.
What did you say about Isaiah Kiner-Falefa? Ship him to the moon.
Yeah, ship him to the moon anywhere. Anywhere but shortstop.
Anywhere.
Or any position on the field, please. Man.
The Astros are just – I mean, Jeremy Pena was their World Series MVP, bro.
It's crazy.
Like, that means that those guys didn't even play well enough to win an MVP, and they're still – I mean, you still have Alvarez. You still have Bregman. You still have Altuve. We talk about the Braves locking everybody up. The Astros been doing that. Yeah. Astros invented that, you know? So, I imagine they kept Correa. Good night alive. Okay, yeah. So, Alex Bregman, that's instant for me.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's hits home for you. But maybe it doesn't because he's only been there for 4 or 5 years at the Yankees. Hall of Fame or nah, Giancarlo Stanton. Too early?
No, but I mean, I'll give you an answer. I mean, based on his career the last few years, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. Just,
wow.
It's either when he hits the ball, I mean, he looks great, but when he misses, bro, it looks like he's like in Little League, honestly. Yeah. It's ugly to watch, but
yeah.
His Marlins days, I mean, I probably would have, even if that was a little too early too, but I probably would have leaned more towards yes, but still.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think his Yankees career has taken away his Hall of Fame status?
Not completely. Like I said, I mean, little too early, but I mean,
yeah.
Right now, as of right now, it's going to be a no, because it's literally a home run or not, and I understand that. I mean, that's kind of what they got him for, but I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
All right. I know we got to move on to the home run debate. So speaking of that, follow-up question on that. Is he one of the best power hitters of all time?
Yeah.
Like, is he a top five power hitter of all time?
Yeah. Top five. I don't know. He's up there, but I don't. Okay. Little. Yeah. He's up there.
Okay.
Dude just mashes the ball, bro.
He does. When he makes contact, it's loud.
Like I said, when he's on, he hits it. He looks great. Misses. He's a Little League player.
Yeah.
He's down there in Williamsport.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of power hitter, are we really doing this right now?
Let's do it.
All right, friends. It took eight episodes, but Drew and I are about to not be on speaking terms after this one. We are now going to debate what we have threatened to debate for weeks now. Who is the real home run king? And there's a couple different angles we can take with this, Drew. Obviously, your guy, Aaron Judge, just broke the American League record. The current record for regular season home runs is Barry Bonds, as well as the most home runs of all time is still Barry Bonds. So let's just get on with this, bro. But we just got to stop belaboring the point. Give me your thoughts. Let me ask you this question first. Aaron Judge at 62.
Uh-huh.
Is his 62 Because right now, without Barry Bonds, that's still the most home runs. Without Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa, all steroids, without those three guys, Aaron Judge is the guy who has the most legit regular season home runs of all time. Is that legit, or are we still giving it to those three gentlemen above him?
First off, it's crazy to just even hear Barry Bonds versus Aaron Judge. Like a couple months ago, it was just Barry Bonds versus Roger Maris. That's awesome to hear. But
yeah,
dude, I said I gotta stick to my word because if I don't, I'm gonna look like a hypocrite. Like I said, the Astros have that 2017 World Series. They cheated. I hate it. But it's in the books. The books, it's there, man. So Barry Bonds, for me, currently has the home run record. But the argument I can make about this is, which I could understand, I mean, two players on the same team, like 61 and 62, it's honestly a tough answer. If you're like you, I already know what you're going to say, the steroids. You minus the steroids from this whole thing, though, I mean, the argument would be pretty cool. I mean, neck and neck, Aaron Judge and Roger Maris. I got to go with Barry Bonds.
Okay.
That was a fun era to watch, dude. I know you hate the steroids, but the bombs that were being hit, I mean.
Well, here's what I was about to say. All right. We brought Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa. I want to put out they're not a sponsor of this, but the ESPN 30 for 30, Long Gone Summer, detailing the Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa 1998 season, where they were basically just, it was like a football game you were going back and forth on. Like, people just loved watching baseball then.
Yeah.
I'm about to make a statement that is going to turn our podcast upside down.
Okay.
Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa's record with those home runs in the regular season and all time should still stand.
Okay.
Barry Bonds should not.
Okay.
Here's the reason. Okay. When Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa hit their home runs, they were in an era, 1998 to 2001, where steroids had not been implemented, or, which is what the argument most people make, people didn't know what steroids were.
Right.
Right now, the counter argument to that many times from people is, oh, well, that just even, you know, that makes it worse because they didn't know what they were taking and they should have known. No, no, no. Here's what I understand about 1998. Medicine was not what it is now. Performance-enhancing drugs were not what they are now. What Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were taking were still technically what we would call now steroids. However, and this is detailed in the documentary, Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, when they took those, didn't know that they were taking performance-enhancing drugs. They were taking them for an injury. They were taking them for what? They were taking them for whatever. Same thing with what you do with medicine now, right? If you're sick or if you're like, you're going to take something. Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa did that and then find out later that they actually took something that it was helping them. Did they know? Maybe. Sure. Probably a little bit. But here's my bigger point. Alex Rodriguez, Barry Bonds, who was the other guy?
Robbie Cano.
Robinson Cano.
And now even Fernando. All
the PEDs that we've seen recently with Starling Marte, like, those guys knew. I would even argue the Fernando Tatis thing. Like, he didn't know what he was taking.
No.
Those guys knew. And so that's why I'm saying, like, bro, you look at a picture of Barry Bonds. Like, editors, if you can cut this for the short.
Compared to the Pirates, Barry Bonds, it's kind of funny.
Look at a picture of Pirates, yeah. Barry Bonds, yeah. Who, by the way, won an MVP. I'm sorry, but why do we feel like we have to keep the Barry Bonds record? I'm sorry, Drew. When the man won an MVP on the Pirates without steroids. I think the Pirates won the World Series that year too. That's how long ago it was, by the way. Barry Bonds was that dude. Like, he was a man amongst boys without steroids. Bro, you look at a picture of Barry Bonds. He was Rob Gronkowski before Rob Gronkowski. The man's left arm was encased like the Winter Soldier. You see him hit home runs. Drew, I got to stand up. He broke his bat at Yankee Stadium, right? He broke his bat at Yankee Stadium and hit a home run into the second deck. If that is not the biggest argument for steroids I've ever seen, I just spit all over the mic. I don't even care. The man broke his bat and hit a home run into the second deck. Barry Bonds didn't need steroids. That's what I'm getting at. He won an MVP, bro. So my whole point is, if we're talking about the home run king debate, Aaron Judge is that guy. Now, let's hope and pray we don't find out that man took PEDs, because then this whole thing is screwed.
Wouldn't it be kind of like, I'm not saying he did, but like contract year, I mean, it would make sense.
No, Drew, don't do that. You're a Yankees fan.
No, I know. I don't think he did, but I mean, it would make sense if we're going to be honest.
But like, what?
But he's too humble. The dude's too humble.
Right.
I brought this. I don't know if I brought this up in the last episode, but like every time he hits a home run, head down straight to first base, no bat flips. Dude's locked in. So I mean, no, probably not. But I mean, would make sense.
But when you hear me get amped up about that, what are your thoughts, especially about the Barry Bonds thing? Like the guy didn't like Mark McGwire saying
he didn't need him. No,
they were already those dudes, right? Mark McGwire was that guy on the A's. Sammy Sosa was that guy with the Cubs. They also didn't know what they were taking. That was one of my points. But Barry Bonds, he knew what he was taking. He took him. It's the reason that he's not in the Hall of Fame right now, even though I think he should be as part of baseball history. But if we're talking about records,
yeah,
we're talking about Hank Aaron. We're talking about Babe Ruth. We're talking about Sosa, McGwire.
The only thing that keeps me at Barry Bonds is because the books won't change. I mean, that's the only reason, bro. I'm telling you.
So you're saying because it's written in book, have you heard of like whiteout?
Huh?
Have you heard of whiteout? Like, can you just white it out?
I wish that could.
Now I'm just getting off the rails at this point. But
it's all right.
If we're going to, with college sports, which I'm a much bigger college fan, you know this, than of any other sport. If we're gonna take away Reggie Bush's Heisman, if we're gonna take away Louisville basketball's national championship, if we're gonna take away the Fab Five's Final Four appearance because of allegations and it's just stripped from the records, never to be seen again. Why can't we do it with Barry Bonds? Why can't we do it with Barry Bonds' regular season record? Like either of them, home run record or regular season home run record. 73 home runs in a regular season, bro. That's cheating. Think about what Aaron Judge did. So the only reason I get amped up about that is because of what Barry Bonds was before, bro. Like,
it would have been easier if Judge could just beat 73.
What?
It would just be better if Judge just beat 73, right?
It's impossible, Drew.
I know, but just imagine. I mean, there was a stint. Where was he stuck? He was like stuck at, I think it was 61. There was just games where he wasn't even getting hits.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't know.
If you knew what you were taking, it should be stripped from the record. Sosa, McGwire.
But how do you, what, you gotta get like a lie detector test going or something then? Like,
no, it's basically just based on the era of baseball, right? Okay. You talk about the era of baseball. Barry Bonds didn't start hitting those home runs, Drew, till 2005, 2006, 2007. I'm just saying, like, you knew what was going on at that point. We had already had McGwire and Sosa, and like, we already had this. You know, so if we're talking about that debate, bro, I will pound the table for the rest of my life about.
It would have been easier if like MLB came out and said like, all right, if this happens again, nothing's counting. Like,
I mean, something like if we're going to change the rules, if we're going to implement, you know, no shift and all this different stuff. And if we're going to have other sports literally strip away, like the Fab Five Final Four banner is gone from Michigan, like nowhere to be seen.
I'll say this, though. I think Aaron Judge's home run record is a lot more I don't even know, like, interesting and like better, honest, better than the Barry Bonds home run record, if I can talk. Just because it was neck and neck like that whole season. Like on Yes Network, they had the home run race, and it was a picture of Roger Maris and Aaron Judge right there. It showed like how many home runs they had through that many games through the season. So that was really cool just watching that. I mean, I went to the one game. I saw 47 live. So, I mean, that was awesome. So, I mean, this was a lot. I'm also a Yankees fan, obviously. So, I mean,
sure.
That the whole season was great. I mean, I got to saw one of his home runs live.
Yeah.
Which was part of that history. So, I mean, Definitely a lot more. It was definitely this home run record's a lot more cool, honestly.
Yeah. If you're halfway there though, like already, Drew, why not just like go all the way and say it's more legit than Barry Bonds? Because it is. It is.
It's legit. Yeah. We don't know. I'm not gonna even bring that up.
What?
Say it's it. Legit. Say it's it. Legit. It's legit. It's legit.
So let's just take Barry Bonds away. Can we start a petition?
This I'll let you start that petition. If you get people to sign it, maybe listen, I'll hop on the train.
And don't like hear what I'm saying though. Barry Bonds belongs in the Hall of Fame because the guy was a stud, and he's part of baseball history. The steroid era is part of baseball history. But if we're gonna put him in the Hall of Fame, that doesn't mean we just have to keep all of his records. Oh, he has this. Like, why do we show 756? Who cares? It's not legit.
I think it's just more like how would MLB like explain themselves? Like, okay, say they have Aaron Judge, home run king. But how would they explain, like, all right, well, we have Barry Bonds over here, has more. How do we really explain this? But I'm obviously steroids, but like it's there. People, I don't know, man. I feel like it's a debate that could go on for.
But does like then we keep like going? Like I feel
no,
like,
it doesn't probably. But
that's what I'm saying, bro. Like if I can get amped up about that, like there's a reason for that.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. It just ticks me off, man. Like. What, like, why would you do that? Like, similar with the Astros, right? Why'd you cheat? Like, why
exactly? We bring that up almost every episode. There is no need to.
They're phenomenal. So,
I think the Aaron Judge home run record is going to go down as the most viewed, most memorable. I don't know.
Unless somebody does it again, which yeah, I think we need to get to that at some point. We need to do a segment soon on who we'd put in that category.
That would be fun. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
There are some guys that could potentially do that. So, well, speaking of Aaron Judge, Albert Pujols, by the way, I don't know why we don't bring him up in that home run king debate. 700 home runs, one of only four players, and in reality, only three players to do that. Like, dude didn't take. Do you see the thing about Albert Pujols' bat? We're not even gonna get into that.
Do you know how many like his season high home runs, Albert?
He was just consistent, bro. Like, yeah. He had like five or six seasons with 40 home runs. So
yeah, I mean,
he didn't really need to go off.
No, I was just curious, but yeah.
I think one season he had 47 or something like that. But yeah, there was something about our pool's bat. I mean, we just opened this can of worms now, so I'll just bring it up. But there was something about our pool's bat that happened during the World Series.
Oh yeah, who was using it?
Martin Maldonado or something.
Yeah.
Was told he couldn't use the bat because it was illegal. And it turns out it was a bat that Albert Pujols gave him. And everyone was like, I knew it. It's not legit.
Right.
Would you shut up? The dude was one of the best hitters of all time. Did this for years. Didn't take anything. And you're going to talk about his bat?
And did the dude even have a home run in the post? The dude sucks. I mean, why does it matter?
Martin Maldonado is not a very good hitter. But
dude sucks. Like,
Doesn't really matter. But speaking of Aaron Judge and the Yankees, Drew, they love our podcast so much. Publicity is through the roof. Yankees and Cardinals are the American League and National League Gold Glove team winners for 2022. Cardinals have done it back to back years. Now, if we can just get some hitting, that'd be great. But Drew, walk me through how you feel about that. I mean, it was a great season, got to the American League ALCS. I know you guys got swept by a very good team. I mean, we'll probably look at that team as part of one of the best dynasties of all time. So you guys didn't lose the slouches. How do you look back on this season with the Gold Glove winners for the Yankees?
Yeah, the three players on the Yankees, I wrote three players down that I thought were the most contributive to this. First, we have Josh Donaldson. Awful at the plate this season, but the dude really good defensively, especially at third base. We needed a third baseman. I'm guessing he's back. So I mean, if he can get his back going, how old is he, dude? He's got to be. I don't know, but he's got gray hair.
Yeah, that was the most shocking thing. He has gray hair now.
But and he still like rocks the mohawk. I had to bring that up. It's just funny. I mean, he was a big part of that. IKF is not on this list. I'm sorry to everyone that wanted him.
Stop kneecapping IKF, bro.
This is my favorite one, Ray. This is my favorite. Yeah, I'll let it go.
Golly, man.
Oswaldo Cabrera. This dude's going to be like become my like favorite Yankee, I'm telling you.
Yep.
The plays he's made, some crazy diving play at third base. The dude made one in right field. If you remember, the Apple TV announcer said, "Oh, Judge made the catch." It was Oswaldo Cabrera. Yeah, he's my favorite. I actually just bought this card. I gotta show it.
Can we ship Apple TV announcers to the moon?
I gotta show the card. It's probably not gonna show. Dang. Got an Oswaldo Cabrera first Bowman.
There you go.
This card's love it. But I'm telling you, they keep playing him and he's gonna be like my favorite Yankee. So he was that spark plug the team needed for sure. So
yeah.
And of course, we're gonna be talking about him in the end of the episode too, Anthony Rizzo. The dude practically like goes into a full split form at first base, scooping every ball. I mean, it's crazy, dude. I love Anthony Rizzo. I love Oswaldo Cabrera. I just love this team. I think those were the three. Judge, I mean, obviously can be on this list, but those were the three that really stuck out to me just watching every game.
Yep.
Anthony's back. We're going to talk about it.
Ooh, he's back, baby. Back in the Bronx.
You got a view on the Yankees side of the Team Gold Glove?
I mean, it was shocking to me. I mean, I hope that's not offensive, but
no, like, I mean, no.
I think we got lost in the Aaron Judge thing that we forgot just how good of a team you guys were. I mean, you guys won 100 plus games. So, I think, you know, Rizzo, you mentioned Donaldson was a surprise. Oswaldo Cabrera. I mean, I didn't even realize a lot of those things until you just mentioned it. Yeah, I mean, you guys are great defensively, and now you have the best defensive center fielder, Harrison Bader, going to be there for a full year.
I was going to put him on here, but he joined, like, end of the season, so.
Right, right. Oh, if he had stayed healthy, he would have 100% been
He had a ton of – he had, like, two diving plays, actually, right, on the Yankees, so, I mean, I'm ready.
He turned it on in the playoffs, man. That was really cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was impressive. Surprised that it wasn't, you know, the Astros or the Blue Jays or – you know, one of those teams. But yeah, kudos to the Yanks for bringing it home. Now you just gotta get some help and run it back. I mean, like I said, you mentioned it before. When the Yankees are good, baseball's good. So
yeah.
So that was cool to see. But obviously, my guys. I mean, this is no surprise. We need some hitters. Is what's surprising. We have one of the best offenses we've had in a long time, and the diddly squat. But Nolan Arenado, talked about him last week. Drew asking me, is Nolan Arenado Hall of Famer? Nolan Arenado, 10 straight gold gloves in 10 straight seasons. Tied with Ichiro, I believe, for most consecutive. And if he wins one more, he ties Mike Schmidt. He's going to win at least one more. People who are like, oh, man, give it to somebody else. As soon as somebody else starts playing third base better in the National League, you can give it to him. All right? I don't care about Manny Machado, you know, being this great third baseman. Manny Machado is a way better hitter than he is fielder. That's just a fact. Nolan Arenado is like this with his fielding and hitting. Like, he does not waver. He is consistent on both playing fields. He also won a platinum glove, which was his sixth. And I believe that's, it's the best overall fielder in the National League. So, I mean, the guy's not slowing down one bit. And I love what you mentioned a couple podcasts ago about you almost forget that he was ever a Colorado Rocky.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up again.
I mean, it's awesome, bro. Like, I love having him. I live in South Florida, so spring training coming around, it's like, can't wait to see Arenado again. So, Brendan Donovan was the one that was really awesome for me to see. He was an NL Rookie of the Year finalist, and he won the Gold Glove as a utility player. I mean, that's just, in his first season, I saw a stat, like, in 500 plate appearances, the WAR that he had was like one of the best in Cardinals history. And it's like, Brendan Donovan? Yeah, in the record books, he's going to go down as one of the best rookies ever in Cardinals history. That's insane. Albert Pujols had 131 RBIs his rookie season. Brendan Donovan is in the same category with Albert Pujols from a great rookie year standpoint. So I love that. He's just he plays dirty, like just in the dirt. Not a D-bag or something like that, but like he legit is just a good player. Then obviously Tommy Edman finalist, as well as Paul Goldschmidt. So I mean, this is just status quo, man. We don't have strikeout pitchers. I'm okay with that because I want to see Arenado make a play. I want to see Goldie make a play. Dylan Carlson, I think, is going to be in that conversation next year. Paul O'Neill. Tyler O'Neill's already won one. So it's like, we're coming right back, man. We're right back in the thick of it. Just get us some hitting. So, yeah, shout out MLB Gold Gloves, man. That's the
I'm telling you, the Cardinals, you got go out and get like Carlos Correa.
That see, I don't want, dude. Do you want me to give me my thoughts real quick on this?
Yeah. What about? Whoa, let me say. Would you have Trey Turner?
No. So here's my thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want, and I know we're finishing up, so I don't want to take too much time on this, but I don't want a shortstop. And the reason for that is because of what I just mentioned. You got Brandon Donovan and Tommy Edman. What else do you need?
Okay.
And people look at that and they're like, they're not very good hitters. They're consistent hitters. I don't need a power hitting shortstop. I got Nolan Arenado. I got Paul Goldschmidt. I got Tyler O'Neill. People forget about Tyler O'Neill. I want Wilson Contreras. Okay.
Catcher. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that would be really solid, yeah.
And I want us to re-sign Quintana because he's a free agent, but he has familiarity. And by the way, he was the best pitcher in baseball in August and September. Like, nobody was playing better. So if we make another move, it'd be great. I don't think we will as the Cardinals, unfortunately. But I think that'll be fine because of the prospects we got. I mean, Jordan Walker, Mason Wind. I mean, we got
Jordan Walker's going to be unbelievable, bro.
I'm excited for next season, man. I think we're going to be right back in the thick of it. We just got to get over this hump, man. Like, whenever we get over this, it's just going to be like jubilation again for the Cardinals. So, yeah, I think we'll be fine. But Yankees, quick free agency update for your Yankees. What are your thoughts now that you have a Rizzo? You guys doing anything else?
Yeah, dude. I wrote a few things down for this.
Oh, you got the
note. Think Rizzo should have been 100% the first offseason move, especially with this chatter about the Astros wanting him. That snap of the finger, that had to get done.
Yeah.
And I think this leads to a few things. Secondly, I mean, obviously, Judge is up there. He needs to be the second priority. I honestly think Judge is going to sign, like, could be within this month. I think it needs to get done. I don't think it's going to wait around.
Hometown discount, or is he getting the bag?
I don't know, dude. That he said before, like, he's just, it's free agency now. We'll see what happens. So I think he's going to stick to that. You know, you get plenty of options, especially with the season he had. So, but Rizzo and Judge's relationship was, like, great. Just watching them, like, the dugout, on field, and I don't know, that could have something to do with him coming back. I think I saw some on Twitter, Judge reached out to him saying, congratulations, happy for you. Nothing like hope to see you or anything like that. But Judge is like that guy, always humble, silent. But let's see. Yeah, and I think there was that the Yankees could have been like looking at Josh Bell if they weren't going to bring back Rizzo. I think that was a possibility, but... Yeah. I think now the Astros, that's going to be a go-to move for them. So unless the Padres somehow want like sign him right away, but
I think the Padres might re-sign him.
Yeah,
we'll see.
And last thing is kind of funny. There's a video of like Rizzo saying, "You probably already saw it on Twitter. He was a Cub. Like, oh, I don't know where the ball is. Can someone like bang for me or whatever?" And like everyone was saying, "Yeah, there's no way this man was going to go to the Astros." And yeah. He came out and said, I just love being a Yankee. That's why I wanted to return, and that's all that matters. He's like my favorite, currently probably my favorite Yankee. So
that's so great.
Got the jersey on, ready to roll.
Come on. Are you finally off of Judge going to the Giants at least? Are you finally off?
Dude, I think he's like, I'm going to say like 1,000% come back to the Yankees. I really
Wow.
Hal Steinbrenner, he already came out. He's like, I don't have a payroll in mind. What else did he say? He's like, I'm pretty sure Judge is going to be a Yankee or something. I don't know, but the dude's just going to unload. Like, I feel like it's not just going to be Judge. We're going to get Judge and then it's just going to keep rolling. It's going to be like the, 2008, 2009, like off season type of deal here.
So
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we'll see if I just did.
So,
in the coming weeks.
You know, I joked with you about the Mets thing.
Oh, no. He's not. I'm not scared of that.
I don't think he's going to the Mets.
No.
Drew, I just made a video that hopefully is going to come out tomorrow for the channel about my boldest free agent signing.
He said he's going there.
No. You know where Aaron Judge, I think, is actually going to go when I actually sat down and thought about it?
Where?
Drew, guess who's sick and tired of losing?
There's a lot of teams that are sick and tired of losing, bro.
No, but Drew, who's sick and tired of losing?
What division?
They have the two best players on the planet.
Oh.
Dude, yeah. I think...
They don't scare me. Tyler Anderson, three-year deal. Okay.
That's true. They signed Tyler Anderson.
Rotation. I'm going to come out and say it. The rotation is still really mid. Shohei Ohtani, great. Oh, yeah. Patrick Sandoval, the dude, sucks. No. I mean,
and that's what I'm saying. It's like they still need to make some moves. But, bro, if I think about a team that's just sick and tired, I'm thinking about a Mike Trout going to the front office, like banging down the door.
As he should.
Like, sitting down with them being like, you're wasting my life.
He's had to have. Like, you would think the dude's had to have said
something. You got to have a conversation. So, bro, when I think about a team that would be willing to just do that and have literally the best team on the planet then at that point, imagine they don't make the playoff after that.
I'm saying they would still find a way like to not.
I would not be surprised. But, bro, when I think about that, when I actually sat down and thought about it, I was like, you know who's sick and tired and wants to be contender again? The Los Angeles Angels. So I'll be interested to see, but I wouldn't be surprised if Judge ends up staying. It'd be really cool. I think the same thing's going to happen with Dansby. The more and more time it's going by, like, I think he might just take the home.
Oh, dude, Braves fans would freak out if he didn't probably return.
Yeah.
Just back to back with Freddie. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be tough. That'd be tough. So interesting conversations today, though. I think we're just grasping the tip of the iceberg with some of these things. But man, Barry Bonds on the Pirates, bro. Like, can we put him in the most underrated player of all time conversation? Forget Barry Bonds and the Giants. People forget Barry Bonds on the Pirates. Anyways, I think I blew out a nerve in my brain doing that. As always, thank you guys so much for watching. Continue to like and subscribe, rate and review. This is a longer one today, but well worth it. We'll be coming at you guys week after week in the off season. Don't you worry about it. With the off season going on, you got nowhere else to be but right here with me and Drew every single week. So for Carlos Fanac, AJ Caldwell, that is Drew Zagrosi, the Yankees ride or die guy. And we will see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening. Peace out.